live at EXT, and sitting across from me, Miche Fambro. Miche, thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, man, it's absolutely wonderful to be here. Heard a lot about you, buddy, so here we are.
You're originally from Philadelphia, right?
Yes, that's my hometown. My family's still there.
You're out in Western New York these days?
Geneseo. Yeah, I've been there for a long time.
I think I remember seeing you and your band, Miche and the Anglos, in the 80s.
Yeah.
Out in Rochester.
Yeah, we hung around we were together for about 9 years, you know, all through the 80s.
I remember when I moved to Rochester, you guys were like one of the biggest bands there.
We had a good run. We had a good run.
That's great.
One thing that was kind of interesting about everything is Miche and the Anglos is certainly what I'm mostly known for. And then toward 91, a couple of things started happening. One was the music scene changed because I think that the drinking age had changed. And the unplugged thing was becoming kind of popular around that time. When I started getting into acoustic music and playing acoustically, there just wasn't the interest for that. And I found that I just wasn't playing in the area. And it so happens that around that time, 91, we had moved to Schenectady, lived in Schenectady for 5 years. And there I did absolutely nothing. I just used to hang out at the Half Moon Cafe, I think it was called, and just play there every Monday, just playing. And then we moved to Ithaca, New York. Since then, I've just been continuing as a soloist. And then I ended up abroad playing on ships, and that's kind of what I'm doing these days. I spend about a third of the time of the year, you know, on a cruise ship in Norway and various parts of Europe on a cruise ship. It's a whole different lifestyle if you're familiar with that whole thing, but I've finally gotten used to it. If I may, I want to give a shout out to my friend Victoria Buffard, who told me a great deal about you. She sent me and said, you've got to contact this guy. You're going to love this guy. So she told me all about you.
Yeah, we love Victoria. She's great. She's great. We got to get her to play some more music, too.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that, you know, I mean, I understand as an artist, we go through our periods where we just kind of disappear, but she's such a sweet person that sometimes I forget what an amazing artist she is.
Mm-hmm. Miche, tell me about your guitar. You play nylon strings.
Yes.
And you play flipped upside down left-handed.
Now, granted, I'm an electric guitarist. You know, I spent most of my time playing electric guitar, but I am left-handed. And I ended up playing this way because, you know, I started out as a drummer. There was really nobody around that basically, you know, said, hey, you know, that's wrong. You should do this. And I'm a drummer. It's like, oh, I'm not a guitarist. It doesn't really matter. So I just picked up the guitar and, you know, it didn't feel right one way. I turned it the other way. It felt, you know, natural. Now, the only thing that's confused about anybody that would see me now is that my guitar is actually left-handed and the strings are restrung.
Uh-huh.
Because I just wanted to be able to finally get all the way up the neck. But generally speaking, you just take any right-hand guitar, turn it the other way and play. And that's how I learned how to...
Did you teach yourself how to play?
Yeah. I think back when I was younger, you know, the formative years, what you have is most people were so freaked out about it, to extreme points, thinking that, well, if it's upside down, you know, do you read the notes upside down? And I mean, when you really think about it, you know, a banjo is not tuned like a guitar, you know, nor is a violin, nor is a cello, you know, but if you were to put these things inside someone's hand intuitively, you know, your mind, your fingers are going to say, well, where's the C? There's the C, and you just do whatever you're going to do. That is to say that, you know, as I like to say, a C is a C. It doesn't really matter how you're holding the guitar. The only time when it's a real issue in terms of a disadvantage is when it comes to a specific technique. Because, you know, I've always wanted to play flamenco guitar, and I know some guys that do it, but with the bass strings being on the bottom, you're just not going to be able to do Travis picking, things like that. So you end up having to come up with alternatives. You're forced to be creative. But other than technique, musically speaking, it really doesn't matter.
Miche Fambro's here. What would you like to start off playing for us?
I'm going to start off with a song that I wrote while I was in Rotterdam, Holland. I wrote a lot of music in Holland, and I love Holland. So this is a song, Ik kan not slapen in Rotterdam. I cannot sleep in Rotterdam. Hope on war, said I know about banking here, my God.
Watching windmills in the distance, eating an apple on a train. My body clock is all messed up from my flight on the plane. There's a tall, handsome woman sitting right across the aisle, speaking German on a cell phone, emitting pheromones like a flower child. Yeah. I can't sleep in Rotterdam. Eyes open up as I lie down. Take a trip to the Night Star to get me a drink. Get me a drink and wait for the daylight to come. Well, hello, Rotterdam. Maybe I'll sleep tonight. If I'm not run over by a bicycle, everything will be all right. You know you can't find any ketchup, but there's sex shops everywhere. It's easier to find a silver bullet than it is a souvenir. Yeah. I can't sleep in Rotterdam. Eyes open up as I lie down. Take a trip to the Night Star to get me a drink. Get me a drink. Get me a drink.
This is Miche Fambro, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
If I were a man, as you are a woman, you'd be a queen, and I'd be your king. If I was song and you were to sing, I'd be soft as spring. If I were paper and you were a pen, I'd see your pain, I'd feel your tears. If I were seed and you were the soil, I'd grow and bloom to help you smile again. Can you hear the music? Everywhere, take my hand, let's dance in the air, let's dance in the air, oh yeah. If I were the sunset and you were the sky, I'd whisper sweet nothings to make you blush. If I were a rock and you were a creek, I'd be that rock that you can trust. If I were the moon and you were the night, I'd watch you sleep, I'd watch you dream. If I had all that money could buy, I'd give it all for you, 'cause you're everything. Can you hear the music everywhere. Take my hand, let's dance in the air. Let's dance in the air. Ooh, oh, 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 yeah.
Dance in the air.
And we're live at EXT. Miche Fambro is here with me. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Your most recent album, Between You and Me?
Yes.
With you and the guitar. And then you say you have a big band record out too, right?
I have a big band record out. A lot of my earlier music, certainly pseudo-folk, I guess some people would call it urban folk. I'm not sure what it really means. But basically, I discovered the jazz singer in me. I've always been kind of a crooner, but I never really had the opportunity to approach a lot of these songs because I didn't have the skills to do it as a guitarist. So I would always prefer to have a pianist. But the area in Rochester, you know, where I lived, it was just so frustrating to try to get an accompanist that after a while, I just got so frustrated. And I said, you know, it is time that I just really, really try to learn how to do this. Between You and Me was my first attempt at just giving it a go and learning how to play this material of songs that I've known for years.
You have a piece of something taped to the guitar.
Yes.
And I was like, what is that? And then you banged on it, and it's a little shaker.
Yes, it is. There's so many variations on this, but when you really think about it, these days, you know, a lot of people are using the percussive aspects, you know, of the guitar. I mean, I find that I've been moving away from it because it has become so trendy. And I have started out as a drummer, and pretty much what I was trying to do was to maintain that intensity, doing things that a drummer would do. The guitar is like a cajon with strings. And a cajon, if you're not familiar with that, is basically just a box that people beat on, and they pretty much use it exactly as a drum. And you sit on it. It's a great instrument. Again, the guitar being this cajon with strings, the thing is if you're just hitting on the wood, you know, you're not going to get a lot of distinguishing sounds trying to differentiate kick drums, say, from a snare. So what I did was, is I took like a piece of drum head, I carved it up into a rectangle, folded it, and took one of those egg shakers and poured it into the fold, and then stapled it, and it just kind of gives you this shaker sound. So when you're hitting it, you know, it just distinguishes. You got that, or you got that. So it sounds more like a snare drum of sorts. So that's what I pretty much did.
That's pretty cool.
You know?
That's really cool. You switched from electric to the acoustic. Well, why did you decide to go nylon strings?
Nylon string. I left Philadelphia to travel with a hotel band playing Holiday Inns and Ramada Inns around, you know, the country. It was the first time I left Philadelphia. And boy, what an experience, you know, that was. But I found that after 2 years, I needed more of a challenge or something. During the day, there really wasn't a great deal to do. So you turn on the TV, and there was either Mike Douglas, if you remember Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin, these were like the talk shows of, you know, those times. We're talking 70s, the late 70s. On this one particular day, they had Jose Feliciano on one of these shows, and it was the first time that I had seen somebody play the nylon string guitar just using their fingers like that. And man, I was so enthralled. That's all I wanted to do. I first got an acoustic guitar with steel string guitars, but it just wasn't quite the same, you know, thing. But when I got in Geneseo, I ended up getting, you know, a cheap nylon string guitar, and I've been trying to play this thing ever since, you know. So, yes, Jose Feliciano was the guy that really inspired me to want to have a nylon string guitar.
Miche Fambro is here with me. Miche, what would you like to finish up with here?
I'm going to finish up. This is a song. I'm going to move into the jazz room. And this is a song that I heard Tony Bennett and Bill Evans do on one of the records of two. This is called When in Rome. When in Spain, for reasons I don't explain, I remain enjoying a brew. Don't deplore my fondness for a fundador. You know how a fundador can lead to a few. It's just that when in Rome, I do as Romans do. If perchance I'm saying farewell to France, and romance drops in from the blue. Cher amour, I beg of you, please endure my having this brief detour with somebody new. It's just that when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. And though from Napoli I lied to you prettily, don't think of me bitterly, you know that I'm through. It's just that when in Rome, and somebody's been in Rome, so naturally in Rome, I do as the Romans do. If I write happily, best wishes from Napoli, don't cable me snappily to tell me we're through. It's just that when in Rome, and somebody's been in Rome, so naturally in Rome, I do as the Romans, disregard the signs and the omens. When in Rome, I do as the Romans do.
This is Miche Fambro. Thank you for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.